Kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 18 kuNcwabakazi 2017 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhlanje ontanga baphumile ngobunengi bezotshela uRita Makarao lezekhakhe ukuthi asoze sivuma tshontshu khetho. Sibhale incwadi eyade siyiletha lapha kuzekhe lokhu kwenziwe libandla le-MDCT. Phakathi kwencwadi leyi siyatsho ukuthi indaba leyo abathi proof of residence kasiyifuni ngobontanga kabasebenzi kabalazindlu.
Abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDCT bayatshengisela kobulawayo besola ikomishini ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Angiboni impela ukuthi kukhona okuzaba lotshintsho khona. Ngoba bathi uyakhangela iSwaziland layo yathi ingena abantu beZimbabwe baba lama high hopes. Manje iSouth Africa vele yaziwa from the time of Thabo Mbeki ukuthi vele quiet diplomacy ngeyabo. So akulanto ezayenzeka vele.
Womhlangano weSADC oqala kusasa eJohannesburg ulakho ukugubuzelwa ludaba lukankosikazi Grace Mgabe obhekane lokubotshwa kwele South Africa ngecala lokutshaya omunye untombazana. Uhulumende sehlele ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Mgabe ukuthi libe likhefu njengendlela yokuhlonipha imisebenzi yakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDCT besebenzelana labezinye inhlanganiso zabasakhulayo batshengisele kobulawayo namuhla besuka emavinkilini eBradfield besiya emahofisini ekomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission bekhonona ngokusebenza kwalikomishini. Kuvika unompumelelo moyo.
Bafole bephethe amagwaliba alotshwe inkulumo ezehlukeneyo, bephethe lesiphamaso sebhokisi lokungcwaba imisebenzi emibi yezekhi, beqonde emahofisini abo lapho abavinjwe khona ngamapholisa ukungena kwavunyelwa inkokheli ezimbalwa lentatheli izindaba ezimbili. Umqondisi wabasakhulayo kobulawayo kwi-MDCT, uMlandu Ncube, uthi baqhube kuhle ukutshengisela kwabo bethi ukubhalisa ukuvota makungadingi incwadi eziningi.
Namhlanje ontanga baphumile ngobunengi bezotshela uRita Makarao lezekhakhe ukuthi asoze sivuma tshontshu khetho. Sibhale incwadi eyade siyiletha lapha kuzekhe lokhu kwenziwe libandla le-MDCT. Phakathi kwencwadi leyi siyatsho ukuthi indaba leyo abathi proof of residence kasiyifuni ngobontanga kabasebenzi kabalazindlu kabalama-accounts kabalama-zesa bills, so sithi kayisuswe.
Isiphathamandla sohlangothi lwabasakhulayo kwi-MDCT uNkosazana Sithabile Mlilo uthi baze ukuzofuna ukuba izeki isebenze ingela hlangothi oluyilawulayo.
Ngoba sibuye sazodemanda esikufisela khona from izek, in which sifisela ukuthi khona izek ibe yi-independent board eyabiza ukukhangela ama-elections ingela anyone oyabe eyi-influencer. So khonokho besikukhangelele kakhulu ukuthi khona njengoba besibhala i-petition njengabontanga ukuthi khona sihambise i-petition leyo. URita Makarao simzondele sibili.
Ukhansila kaWard 25 uMnumzana Mzamo Dube uthe abasakhulayo benze into enhle kakhulu, bayakubongela ukutshengisela lokulobela izek imfuno zabo.
Abantwana benze into enhle kakhulu, siyakubongela lokho. Umsebenzi wamayouth ukukhuthaza abadala ukuthi into engalunganga kumele ilunge.
Osakhula ayo obemele inhlanganiso yeThajamuka umnumzana Thakunda Madzano uthi bazavikela ivoti yabo ekwebiweni libandla elibusayo.
We are in solidarity with ama youth aloli iku inkululeko elizweleli. Siyakwazi ukuthi lina you've been in the trenches and into esifunayo ikuthi kube lamavoti azayenza ukuthi abantu baZimbabwe bakhululeke. Tina ezichajamuka sithi nga izeki ingareformanga nga izeki ingayenzanga esikufunayo ezama youth aZimbabwe. Sizayenza ukuthi bakuyenze esikufunayo befuna bengafuni. Siyesabi, asiyesabi. Siza defend ivoti yethu.
Umnumzana Eric Gono we Concerned Citizens of Zimbabwe uthe basola ubudlelwano bezano PF nezek obuphazamisa ukusebenza kwekhomishini le.
Njenge Concerned Citizens of Zimbabwe, we are very much worried with the effect which is turning into an extension or a branch of ZANU-PF.
Umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo omele iBulawayo Youth Arise uthi abanazindlu ngakho ke abafuni imigoqo yokuthi kumele babe lobufakazi balapho abahlala khona andubana babhalise ukuvota.
Thina nje Bulawayo Youth Arise sithi kuzek we're giving you this message ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi as youth bakwaBulawayo not satisfied ngendaba ye proof of residence. Asifuni i proof of residence, asilazindlu amafithevisa phela ngoba lisakhiya sisazi. So please asifuni i proof of residence.
Abasakhulayo basola kakhulu ukusebenza kwezek njalo lomqondisi wayo unkosikazi Rita Makarau osengathi umele ibandla elibusayo yena eyisiqhatshwa. Izek iphiwe iviki ukuba iphendule imfuno zabasakhulayo njalo ibekwazi ukuba ukhetho oluzayo ngeke lwaqhutshwa konke lokho kungalungiswanga. Amapolisa abekhutshwe ngobuningi ukuyalondoloza ukuthula njalo abasakhulayo bafole ngokuthula akula oke wahlukuluzwa. IZimbabwe ilungiselela ukuya kukhetho kumnyaka ozayo labantu sebelinde ukubhalisa ukuvota kodwa imitshina ezasebenza ekubhaliseni abantu lokhe ingakabi khona osokulethe ukuthandabuza kuZulu ngendlela iZEC esebenza ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikoBulawayo nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Umhlangano weSADC oqala kusasa eJohannesburg le South Africa ulakho ukugubuzelwa ludaba lukankosikazi Grace Mgabe obhekane lokubotshwa ngecala lokutshaya untombazana amtholela amadodana akhe amabili eJohannesburg. Ele South Africa libikwa lihlela ukupha unkosikazi Mgabe isivikelo sokuthi angabotshwa esediplomatic immunity. Kungelani lokuthi ingcitshi kwezomthetho ziphikisana nalokhu. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Kubikwa sesikusibanga esiphezulu inkulumo phakathi kwahulumende kwele South Africa lweZimbabwe ngodaba lokuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe angabotshwa ngecala abhekane lalo lokutshaya owesifazana wakwele South Africa. Ibandla leDemocratic Alliance elikhuthaze unkosikazi Grace Mgabe ukuthi athathe amapasipoti akhe onke omabili awaphe amapholisa ukuze kube lesiqiniseko sokuthi akasoke abaleke. Sekuvele imbiko ethi izinkulumo seseduze lokuphela njalo ukhangelela ukuthi South Africa ivume ukunikeza unkosikazi Grace Mgabe uxolo phansi kwesivikelo esiphiwa isebenzi zikahulumende ezethekelela amanye amazwe zimele uhulumende wazo. Le yinto ezadala umsindo omkhulu njengoba ingcitshi kwezomthetho zisithi lokho kuyabe kungekho emthethweni. Njengoba unkosikazi Mgabe wangenela izweni esebenzisa ipasipoti yabantu bonke hashile evikelayo. Kusenjalo inkokheli zamazwe eSADC seziqalile ukutheleka kwele South Africa zizongena umhlangano weSADC wamalanga amabili oqhutshelwa esikodlweni ePretoria. Umongameli Mgabe ngomunye wenkokheli esezikhona ezilandelo umhlangano. Udaba olusemqoka emhlanganweni walonyaka yikuthi amazwela angasebenza njani lamankampani azimeleyo ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo. Kuzaxoxwa njalo ngamanyathelo asethethwe ekuletheni ukuthula eLesotho ngemva kodlakela olukhokhele kuthini uqhutshwe ukhetho olusanda kwenzakala. Akukho kusetafuleni okuzakhulunywa ngeZimbabwe loba nje ukhangelela ukuthi iSADC yaziswe ngokhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ozayo. kodwa izalwane zeZimbabwe zithi akukho ngitsho lokugodwa osekwenziwe inhlanganiso yeSADC ukusizana leZimbabwe inkingeni zezombusazwe ezihluphayo lizweni okweminyaka kusukela ngo-2000. ISouth Africa ukhangelelwe ukuthi kulumhlangano ithathe isihlalo sale inhlanganiso ebesiphethwe iSwaziland. Kodwa isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Mlungisi Jabalala uthi alukho usizo eZimbabwe ezaluthola kuSADC.
Angiboni impela ukuthi kukhona okuzaba lotshintsho khona. Ngoba about uyakhangela iSwaziland la yathi ngena abantu beZimbabwe baba lama high hopes. Manje iSouth Africa vele yaziwa from the time of Thabo Mbeki ukuthi vele quiet diplomacy ngeyabo. So akulanto ezayenzeka vele ngama issues eZimbabwe.
Leyi into egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Mlamleli Moyo yena uthi ezinye zenhlupho ezimomothele eZimbabwe kathesi zibangelwe yokumbambatha izinto kwenhlanganiso yeSADC.
Kunjenje sigcwele emazweni, sigcwele iganga lonke akulanto ekhanya iSADC iluma iphozisa. Abalaqiniso benza sengathi balungisa kanti konakala amandla ngoba bathi izinto zife eZimbabwe yet there is akulanto efe kugcwele icorruption lokhu lalokuyana okungakufika leli thuba sokulungisiwa kodwa lokhu ekuqhubeka ngamandla.
Ngakolunhlangothi omunye njalo weZimbabwe unkosazana Velile Dlolo uthi yena ulalo ithemba lokuthi ele South Africa lizathatha amanyathelo lokusiza eleZimbabwe.
ISADC ayikaze isisize ngalutho thina. So iSouth Africa siyacabanga ukuthi ingase sisiza ngoba yiyebheka uhlupho lwethu noma sesezenkingeni sibalekela la. I think nabo bazozama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi basisize sibuyele ekhaya labo bathola ukuphumula.
Kusenjalo umanyano wenhlanganiso zamazwe eSADC ozibiza SADC Democracy Forum uthi amalunga awo azatshengisela kusasa ngoba lawo engasudiseki ngendlela iSADC ekhokhela ngayo. Bathi izwekazi ligcwele ngokuphulwa kwamalungelo oluntu kukoqela laseZimbabwe. Bathi lobanje kuhlukunyezwa kwentathe zindaba labamabandla aphikisayo sekuqalisile phambi kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo eZimbabwe, iSADC izavala amehlo lendlebe izivumbuluka isisithi ukhetho belukhululekile. Abanye bathi South Africa nxa izimisele ukuthi ekungeneni kwayo akusoke kwephulwe amalungelo oluntu emazweni eSADC kufanele ivumele ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe abhekane lomthetho ngecala lokutshaya kabuhlungu owesifazana wakwele South Africa. Lokhu kulandela amahungahunga athi uhulumende weSouth Africa uhlela kwethula isinqumo sokuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uvikelekile ekubotshweni kwele South Africa. Loba nje kulubufakazi bokuthi akasebenzisanga ipasipoti emupha leso sivikelo ngesikhathi engena elizweni. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg le South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Silokhu sikudaba lodlakela lukankosikazi Grace Mugabe. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi zithi akumelanga unkosazana Gabriela Angels owesifazana owatshaywa ngunkosikazi Mugabe avume ukuhlawulwa unkosikazi Mugabe phandle komthetho. Asizweni abanye babantu abakhulume lamuhla kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today kasixoxeni abagoqela umnumzana Bongani Mlaka Ndlovu lo nkosazana Promise Masuku bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Ngesimo singakhulumela nemiya namuhla ingasakhulumela likantombazana. Njengabantu vele kunokwenzakala ukuthi kuthole noma sithi sifanisele nje ukuthi hayi inkomo zidlile emasimini ziwadlile amabele. Isikhathi sesihambela ngeke sisawalima kamanye amabele bengizothatha ke lokho kungasenani. Noma abanye besevuzuka bangibhekele eceni bethi hayi ma usuthatha imali suziluzisa isithunzi ziyaluzi ngedignithi into ezikanjalo. Imali bengizoyithatha ngoba angazi ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani phambili. Mhlawumbe nasekhoti lapho-ke uzophuma ugqesi angagweshi. So bengizoxoxisana nomntanami ethi hayi-ke mntanami wayethi uyaxolisa lo mama-ke okungasenani. Akusale nje sesithatha lokhu okungamasenti nathi sizophetshaphetsha lapho kumele siphethe khona.
Siyobaba lapha ecingweni sizokuthi umbani? Ngumama, kuthiwa ngumama.
Khuluma lo Promise Masuku.
Ulubona njani?
njani udaba lonke lolu?
Udelele kakhulu lokhu ngokukhombisa khona ukuthi izini eZimbabwe laba labo mama abasifazana bayahlukunyezwa. Akulanto elungayo. Akaboshwe phula umthetho weSouth Africa welinyilizwe.
Mhm. Kodwa ngabotshwa phela untombazana lokho asoza thole lutho phela mama.
Akubotshwe yena uGrace lo. Ya udelele kakhulu, udelela eZimbabwe azodelela la ngapha. Bekungamelanga ukuthi amshaye lo ntombazana, bekumele ukuthi abakhuze, akhuze umntana wakhe lo umfana.
Kodwa ubona ngazani unkosikazi Grace Mgabeni bangamthela vele entilongweni? Kwenzakala khona?
Hayi angazi ke lapho ke. Kodwa ngombono wabantu vele abantu bonke vele udelele kakhulu.
Nxa ukuthi edeleleke kanje kumele kulungiswe njani?
Bona ngapha eZimbabwe ungathaya umuntu uyavalelwa akoro afindiswa.
So,
lakho kumele kube njalo.
Kodwa ngase sikhangela icala leliza phela njani?
Lapho ke angazi ke kulaba abomthetho ukuthi bona bazokumisa kanjani.
Kungahlupa yini?
Kungahlupa ye ngoba into ayenzileyo ayikho right.
Lo ngonkosazana Promise Masuku lo mnumzana Bongani Mlaka Ndlovu abakhulume kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today lo Gibbs Dube wa Studio 7. Ku Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili ngodaba lukankosikazi Grace Mgabe obikwa etshaye unkosazana Gabriela Angels untombazana amtholela amadodana akhe ehoteleni kwele South Africa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amapolisa akwele Spain athi sebophe umuntu wesine onakanelwa ukuthi uphatheke kusehlakalo sokuhlaselwa kwedolobho leBarcelona ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo izolo. Kufe abantu abalithumilane kulesi sehlakalo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe sehlele ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi libe likhefu njengendlela yokuhlonipha imisebenzi yakhe, okuyinto esichotozwe kakhulu ngabantu abaphikisana lombuso kaMugabe. Umphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Ignatius Chombo utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare namuhla ukuthi usuku lukamhla ka 21 Nhlolanja solulikhefu elaziwa ngokuthi iRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day kusukela ngomnyaka ka 2018. Lokho kutsho ukuthi akusasetshenzwa njengakwamanye wonke amakhefu agoqela esisanda phuma kiyo athi ele Heroes Day lele Defense Forces Day. Abaphikisana lombuso weZANU-PF basole kakhulu inyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende leli besithi uMugabe kayisumuntu omele akhunjulwe ngalindlela, nanku enguntando kayiphikiswa, kanti njalo uZulu weZimbabwe udla luklubhu ngombuso wakhe omubi. Omunye waba lombono lo ngumkhokheli webandla le-ANSA umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu.
Siyakudinga okuhle okungakwenziwe nguRobert Mugabe kuleli lizwe. Ikakhulu ngikhulumela thina esivele emathebeleni le-Midlands esilokhu sibuhlungu lanamhlanje esingasoze samxolela uRobert Mugabe ukuthi ukubulala nje abantu abangelasono, abantwana lezalukazi, labafazi, lamaxhegu, abantu abangalazikhali okuthiwa zi-defenseless unarmed civilians. Khonokho sifica kunzima ukuthi ungama laphana uthi wena uyambonga umuntu lo kule nto ayenzayo emhlabeni. Sikubeke eceleni khona lokhu, sikhangele ukudubeka okwenziwa ngabantu belizwe lenaleli ikakhulu ngakithi emathebeleni. Abantu kuyadutshekwa, kuyalanjwa, abantwana kabasebenzi, ilizwe libuyele emuva, litshonile, akula ntuthuko, akula nto ethengisa inqobela phambili. Yikho uthi abantu bamkhumbule ngani, bamkhumbuleleni nxa kuthiwa lilanga lakhe lokuzalwa babemkhumbulelani. Akula mpendulo engabeka sobala ukuthi abantu bangamkhumbulela lokhu okuhla kwenzayo iminyaka engu-37 lokwangenayo embusweni. Abantu siyahawula kuleli lizwe, kuyadutshekwa, abantu bayesaba khona. Ukwesaba nje ukuthi ukukhuluma lezi engizikhulumayo abantu abaningi bayesaba. Asikhululekanga, yiko nxa abantu bengakhululekanga phezu kwalokhu kwachitha igazi labantu bethu bafuna ukukhululeka, bangathi simbongeni uRobert Mugabe.
Khona okungani bemkhonza kangaka uMgaba abantu bezanu-PF? Sibonile yebo i-university leyasebeyisungulile okuthiwa yi-Robert Mugabe University, nanku sokule khefu likamongameli Mugabe, bafuna njalo idamu letokwemkosi liphiwe igama likamongameli Mugabe. Kuyini okwenzakalayo lapha? Ikukhonza idlozi lisaphila na?
Angithi siyakhumbula abaningi abakhokheli bezanu besithi uMgabe ngunkulunkulu wabo, uMgabe nguJesu wabo. Ngezinye indlela lokho esikhala ngakho thina kabakuboni kuyizinto eziqakathekileyo ukuthi nga ziyalungiswa elizweni ngaleli, sebekhangela ukuthi sesiya kufa.
Umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ngumkhokheli webandla le-ANSA sixoxela ekobulawayo. Abachayeli abangena lokuphuma kwele Zimbabwe sebencome inyathelo elithethwe luhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngokuqoqwa kwemali olwezimra olokuqala ukusebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku ukuhlawulisa izimota ezingena elizweni. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Abachayeli abasafoli isikhathi eside emncelweni wePlumtree belinde ukuthi imota zabo zidluliswe, lokhu kulandela inyathela lezimra lokuqala ukusebenzisa imitshini yakulezi nsuku yamakhompyutha ukuhlawulisa abatshayeli imithelo yezimota. Ekuqaleni abatshayeli kade beloba umaphetshana ukuthi bahamba imota enjani, izimra ebesisitsho ukuthi kumele bahlawule umthelo wemalini. Kodwa khathesi imitshini yamakhompyutha yiyo esisetshenziswa ukungenisa ukubhathanela nemota ukuze abatshayeli babekwazi umthelo okumele bawubhatale. Abatshayeli abade bedlula emngceleni wePlumtree bathi yikho okufanele kwenzakale ngensuku zalamuhla.
Yiyo indlela okumele kusetshenzwe ngayo ngalezi insuku zamakhompyutha, hatshi obekusenzekala ngemuva ofica ubhala kuthatha isikhathi eside.
Kukanti u-Aaron Moyo laye ongumtshayeli uthi kuyancomeka wenziwa izimra noma nje ekhonona ngemthelo engapheliyo.
Kuyinto eqondileyo, ngabe kade baqala ukukwenza kodwa ukusihlupha imithelo eminingi-ningi esiyihlawulayo. Phezu kwalokhu siyahlawula imali kuma-toll gate.
Noma nje uhulumende esenza imizamo yokuthi isihambi zincedwa masinya emngceleni, uhlupho lwemigoqo yama-roadblocks alunyakazi. Kulokhu kugcwele amapholisa endleleni phakathi komngcele wePlumtree kanye lakobulawayo. I-Studio 7 ibale ama-roadblocks ayisithupha phakathi kwePlumtree lakobulawayo, noma nje uhulumende wathi uza kwehlisa inani lawo ngemva kokukhonona okwenziwa izethekeli eziza kwele Zimbabwe. NguMartin Ngwenya wendaba se-Studio 7 ngisePlumtree.
Gichi waza Friday my darling, waza Friday seven zupogine, waza Friday my sweetie.
Ko waza Friday lamhlanje si lamalunga enhlanganiso ye Rise Up Chotoza Mfana, okuyinhlanganiso ebunjwa ngamaqembu ahlabela umculo wembube. Njalo aphakathi kwamalungiselelo okuqhuba umbukiso womculo wembube kobulawayo.
Ngiyagithi 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 ngoma ngiyagithi ishayeni bafana bakithi
olina
ibambeni bafana bancane nje
ishayeni ibambeni iqine.
Umbukiso walunyaka njalo ongoyisibili owe-Rise Up Chotoza Mfana uzagujelwa endaweni yokulawayo theatre mhla zingamajumi amabili lesithupha kunyanga kaNcwabakazi. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Rise Up Chotoza Mfana uMayibongwe Madikgwa yena ocula leqembu leyokukhanya kwezwe uthi amaqembu acula umculo wembube azabe eyithaphuchiye ngalolu suku.
URise Up Chotoza Mfana ngohlanganisa amaqembu embube. Siqoqa kulo mcimbi ozaba khona eBulawayo Theatre, lapho uzabe kule show khona enkulu eyembube. Azabe ehlangene amagroup wonke, kuzabe kule Black Mfolosi, kule Mpumelelo Shining Stars, kule Great Stars, amaqhawe enkosi, Men of Influence, ukukhanya kwezwe lesunduzi. Lokhu ngokomnyaka wesibili sike sakwenza ngomnyaka oyivuleyo ngo-August inyanga. Lakathi sikwenza njalo ngenyanga efana nayo.
UMatiho waqhubekele phambili wathi injongo yabo ngiyokuvuselela umculo wembube.
Lokungasekho khona kangaka ukuthi ubone amaqembu embube ehlangana esenza into efana nayo. Sinanzele kakhulu ukuthi umculo wembube usungumculo osubonakala ngathi usufile. Sasisinanzelele ukuthi njengoba usubonakala ngathi usufile, sathi thina United we stand, divided we fall. Yikho ukuthatha sesibonisana, sixoxisana ukuthi asiphumeni lento eyodwa, siphakamisele umculo wethu.
Ilunga leqembu leGreat Stars uSamuel Dunga ugcizelele wathi bakhangelele ukuba umbukiso walonyaka uphumelele kakhulu njengoba lo kungumnyaka wesibili uqhutshwa.
Muva lelo ngela show ede kubizwa kuthiwa ngembube, engubube ihlabela like emtshadweni, bareka race sibone ukuthi imbube la yakwanisa ukubhukha iholu abantu bagcwalise phakathi. Into leyo siyibone ngoba sikwenzile last year kwaphumelele, abantu basisapota ngendlela ephezulu. And then you believe what it is here was a good season in any Pezul, Langendla, that amatigate to Ahambangayo, which she ended last year, or which would be as prevail, Uti, into the year Pambi, Jalu, Yachin is what about by Chose, Lela, Jalu Bezuela.
Lombogi so a rise up, Totos and Fan now that Tanang a hollerless to Pantambama, Osia Figa, Emma Petelioni, a hollerless to Miebusugu, Jalonga Pantle, Gorubogela, Matambue Kula. Abalandeli bomculo wembube balakho ukuthenga amakawuso kanye lengoma zamaqembu lawo.
Wela pumilanga yeyi la pumilanga la kwela la sela yoshona nilindeni 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 wela pumilanga maduti wela pumilanga la pumilanga la pumilanga yeyi La pumilanga la kwela la sela yoshona nilindeni nilindeni nilindeni
nimele studio 7 ngokulawayo ngimujoseph njanji
uya mina bentuso uya mina bentuso buya bentuso uya mina bentuso uya mina bentuso bentuso uya mina bentuso Bentuso boya mina, bentuso boy, bentuso boya mina, bentuso boy, bentuso boya mina, bentuso boy, bentuso boya mina, bentuso boya. Intombi yami le, intombi yami te akamba, aisa pala aisa Lentombi yami kade yahamba ayisabhala isashaya icimo ude ngalinda ngilindele umalindela 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 ngilindele umalindela
Okuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Abasakhulayo bebandla leMDCT labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezitshiyeneyo bayatshengisela kobulawayo besola indlela iZimbabwe Electoral Commission esebenza ngayo. Umhlangano weSADC oqala kusasa eJohannesburg leSouth Africa ulakho ukugubuzelwa ludaba lukankosikazi Grace Mgabe obhekane lokubotshwa ngecala lokutshaya omunye untombazana kulelo lizwe. Uhulumende sehlele ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Mgabe ukuthi libe likhefu njengendlela yokuhlonipha imisebenzi yakhe okuyinto esolwa ngabanengi. Kwaneloko lamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Matukandu nabafuphatila.
Si Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.